Where are you going now?
Back to the house. I sprayed for roaches. I'm going to go back and spray again.
For roaches? You're not going to the store. You done went.
Why, and Anna didn't go?
Huh?
And Anna didn't go?
Yeah, she'll go.
I'll go.
No, I don't want you to go. You already went. She's up there, and I'll call her and tell her.
Oh. Okay, then.
That kind of vegetable that makes a gumbo real sticky?
I don't know of any that do that.
Okra?
Oh, okra. Well, we never use okra. No, well, yeah, well, you make a okra gumbo, but you got to fry it down in the pot before you add anything to it so that it won't stick.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, okra makes a good gumbo if you cook it right.
Yeah.
But it's fried down in grease until it's turning kind of brown before you ever start your gumbo. For if you don't, then your gumbo will be slimy, it'll strain. No more good. I don't want it like that. I won't eat it. No, sir. I won't eat it. And that's like a lot of people out here eat alligator tail and stuff like that. I won't eat that stuff if I know it. They might fool me into it somewhere where I'm not knowing. But I won't eat it, and I'm not saying they claim it's real good. This girl that left there, she says she likes it. Well, I said, you can have all my part of it if it comes in handy somewhere sometime. I said, I don't want none of it. And then we got these big old log-head turtles, we call, that comes out here. I don't eat them. A lot of people do. Donald likes them. He gets them up and butchers them and cooks them. He can't eat a whole one, but he'll eat what he can, and then the other gets a little too old, throw it away. And
your wife says she eats it too.
I can't eat, now maybe you love bullfrog. You ever eat bullfrog? I can't eat them. They're a great big thing. We got plenty of them here, man. Sometimes that boy of mine and this little school teacher go out and they'll catch a grass sack half full of them things.
You'd have to be plumb lazy to starve out here, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes. And this year we ain't yet, but sometimes we have crawfish here until we can just catch great big number three tubs full of them.
Yeah?
Well, then I like crawfish. That makes a good gumbo. Wonderful. Just like a shrimp. In other words, I like it better than I do shrimp. And we have fish here pretty all the time, some kind of fish.
What months of the year can you oyster fish? Can you go
for oysters? Well, that's mostly, it starts in the early fall up until about this time in the spring.
Okay, you can start in what month?
Well, in September, in October, when the northers starts out.
And then you can fish through?
Through last month, April. Of course, they here, the only place they get oysters is in the Rockefeller Refuge. And they got you restricted there. You can go there and open you so many on the reef and throw the shell back in, because that shell will make other oysters, you see. The clams gets on that. And they restricted the taking of them. Of course, a lot of them violates the rules and regulations by sneaking them out of there by the grass sack full. And then you bring them home and they open them themselves, but they get out secretly somewhere where if you pass on the highway, you can't see them. Might be behind the barn there opening the sack of oysters, which is against the law.
Where you come from?
We don't have oysters in Georgia.
And
you come from Georgia?
Yeah.
We got some beautiful...
You know who my great grandfather came from?